Grizzle, pouring the fuck out on Trash Talking Tuesdays, nigga.
Oh, my. This nigga's crazy, man. Crazy.
Hey, everybody at the radio, nigga. We'll be live from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pouring the fuck, holding the fuck down. Keep it up, baby.
You did. I paid the rent, miss. Oh, me and my niggas paid the rent. We so dope to pay the rent. Stupid bastard,
y'all. Uh-huh.
And you recorded it here.
Uh-huh.
Faggot.
Yup. Somebody gon' die tonight.
I'm not nice, this is God's work, you soft jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You my little nig, I was standing there when your mom's birth. I'm kinda proud you tried to come with a strong verse.
Bravo.
But I'ma rip buttons like fat niggas in small shirts. I can't front you the shit with the computers.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the block handing out the pistols to the shooters.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them losers,
no.
Addicted to the rumors.
Yeah.
Cause they gon' make me have to put a clip up in my junior.
Black.
And you ain't take no heads, you ain't break no bread.
No.
A hotter who don't fly straight, nigga, you Frank Lopez.
Yeah.
I'm serving Saint Dopez.
Uh-huh.
Next time a nigga say they finna break Joe head, I tell them niggas go ahead. Shouldn't have never mentioned my name.
Uh-uh.
I was in the office when you seen henchmen and gang.
Yeah.
Big homie said, Joe, I have you limping in pain.
Uh-huh.
And your response was, I ain't mean to mention your gang. No strength in your frame.
Uh-huh.
The nigga saying he gon' empty your veins. And right there, I knew your career was sent to the flames. You was supposed to put Jersey on like Beans put Philly
uh-huh.
on. But now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really on.
Yeah.
We ain't in the same boat.
Nope.
You ain't never slang dope.
Nope.
You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat.
Nah.
Nigga, what you gon' do?
What
you ever gone through?
What?
You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk,
nope.
And you ain't no king, bro.
Nope.
Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my double bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gas gloves and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast.
Uh-huh.
Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab.
Yeah.
And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick.
My
you
dick.
Heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit.
My
don't
shit.
Even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip.
Yeah.
You T-Mobile reduced to being a sidekick.
Yeah.
My nigga Webb, he know why all of my guys get.
Yeah.
We in the club when you coming out of your closet.
Yeah.
You ain't no Balls Creek, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beach.
Yeah.
I don't wanna cause grief,
no.
But you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep. And don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did outside of Crowns to that nigga that snuck you. You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, your niggas is all clowns.
Yeah.
Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't on now.
Yeah.
You heard this beef and you wanna get on the horn now.
No.
Problems with Rand, that's something you can't afford now.
No.
Them old gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down.
Calm
it's
down.
Not beef, that nigga's just laying songs down.
Yeah.
You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city,
yeah.
It's my city, and I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga repping the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do.
No.
Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know
what,
which you know who.
Ooh.
I'm cool, nigga, let's keep that between me and you.
Yeah.
All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight. All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight.
This nigga's crazy, man.
Crazy.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
You ain't never sleep on my floor, nigga.
Huh?
Stop acting like you was asleep when them niggas came in and there and they was gonna fucking stomp your head in.
You already know.
And I ain't stopped them niggas. Yo, stop fucking lying, man.
I'm lying to him.
Fucking geek. Crazy, man. Yeah, them niggas came in there to stomp your fucking, stomp a mud hole in your bitch ass.
When I see you, don't say nothing to me.
I should've let him do it, too.
I might fucking punch you in your fucking chest.
Don't try to run behind Webb and any of them niggas.
No.
I might punch you. I see Webb in the club. We popping bottles, nigga. That nigga know how we do.
Yeah.
He knows you's a queer. He knows you square. Nigga used to record in my shit, nigga. That was my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You hear this shit?
Uh-huh.
I'm recording in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my niggas. Getting that filthy money. Stupid.
Where the fuck you recording at? You ain't got shit, nigga. I'm in Jersey City right now, nigga. Stop yelling out blocks, nigga. You don't even come here, nigga. I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga. This my city, nigga.
Hey, when you see me, don't say shit to me, man.
I still live here, nigga. I still live on the third floor, nigga.
I break your fucking back. What
you talking about?
Hey, man.
This city respect me. Every city respect me. Every city I'm in there. Niggas respect me. Niggas don't fuck with you. Don't nobody in the game fuck with you, nigga. Niggas fuck with me. Ask niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, somebody gonna die tonight. I'm singing now. Somebody gonna die tonight.
Yeah, somebody's definitely gonna fucking die tonight, man. It's GQ in the building. You got 6-4 in the building. Angry Bastard Radio in the fucking building. Jersey in the building. New York in the building. Florida in the building. Motherfucking man, if you're listening to this and, you know what I mean, I ain't shout your town, city, state, or the place where you fucking rest your head at, out, then you're definitely in the building. Yo, man, I'm going to start straight up, right off, and right now I'm doing a live show while I'm still at fucking work, dog. We're not near the switchboard, so you can call up 914-338-1782, and there's a highly great chance that we're not going to answer the fucking phone because we're not near it.
Not near it at all,
but straight up, first and foremost, on Trash Talking Tuesdays. First of all, let me put that out. Hit me up at GQ, GEE space QEW on Facebook. Also hit up at Angry Bastard Radio, Angry space Bastard space Radio on Facebook. Also hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Angry Bastard, yeah, some shit like that. I don't know if this nigga want to put this shit out there, nigga?
Yeah, actually, it's Omar Carter. That's my Facebook, OmarCarter. There's a space in between. And my MySpace, what the fuck is it? I haven't logged on that shit in so long. I think it's MySpace.com /Yasi7. That would be GYASI7. I'm not too sure, you know, what's going on with that. I haven't been on in a while, so you're going to have to excuse me. I'm going to take my time and log on and check out, you know, whatever you guys choose or, you know, not choose to leave for me. So, what else? I got Moco Space, you know, 6-4. That's the name, 6-4. That's what I go by. You understand what I'm saying? And this on this cyber thing, you know, in the air, I'm 6-4. Down on the earth, I'm, you know, oh.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
So, yeah, that's what it is. But, we're gonna get a little toast going on, but I don't think it's gonna be a full roast with the fat dripping off and everything like that because, you know, you gotta, you know, tone it down a little bit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, man. But it's like I wanna definitely shout out all the sexy ladies out there listening to the show tonight. I wanna definitely shout out. Oh, go ahead.
What about the ugly women?
I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. How can I be racist or sexist or whatever the fuck it is? How can I, you know, disclose the ugly women? I want to give the ugly women a big shout-out. The bitches with nice bodies a shout-out. Bitches with ugly bodies a shout-out. Clean bitches, stank bitches, all types of bitches. And I'm calling y'all bitches because I don't know y'all names. So... yeah, it is what it is. I guess that's a new saying for 010.
So you don't know. We don't know your names individually, so we just
nah,
we call you bitch. Is.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, and majority of y'all motherfuckers act like bitches anyway, so it's like, I mean, if I had like a dick, you're going to call me a dick, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna go in, but plain and simple. Let's get it modulating. You women on Trash Talking Tuesday, you women are quick to talk about all this. I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that and you ain't this and you ain't that. But then when you lose your man, you want to talk about, oh, well, God is punishing me because I don't have a good man, or there's a shortage of black men out there. Well, there's a shortage because you keep dropping all the good ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm tired of people in general talking all this trash about, oh, well, you know what I mean? I'm this, that, you know. I'm from this part of town. My crew rolls heavy. I'm in this organization. If y'all know what I'm talking about, Blood of Crip. Like, okay, look.
I'm about to go in on y'all real quick. Go ahead, G.
Yeah, man, like, you may be in this, you may be in that. But none of that matters. Because if you're rolling solely, you're probably going to get your face fucked up. And I'm not putting out threats on anybody. Me, I don't have any problems. I mind my business and that's that. You know what I mean? I make my money legally. And I fall back and relax. I'm a cool dude. But I'm just hearing a lot of this toughness going on nowadays. It's 2010. Like, nothing has changed. It can be 1980. Nothing has changed. Like, you can still get slumped. You know what I mean? Like, nothing has changed. So all of this tough Tony stuff, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm from the hood and, you know, I'm quick to set it off. It sounds good. If you're promoting it, 9 times out of 10, 10 times, 20 times out of 10, you don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Normally the one that talks to... Normally the one that talks tough isn't tough at all. And then, you know what I mean, ladies, man, y'all just because you have something between your legs, it may be good, it may be not. But just because you have that don't mean that you can go out here and talk all this tough shit and not get chin checked. Like, you know what I mean, they should have like a special service that you call up. I mean, your woman acting up, you just call the bastards on Angry Bastard Radio. And we'll gladly come chin check her for you.
Gladly.
And I don't hit women, but, you know what I mean? Every once in a while, you got to, you know, shake one up a little. Let them know that, you know.
It's fucking real. What the fuck?
Yeah, this is going to suck, man. I'm over here working. Got managers looking at me, wondering why am I on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit.
What? But, you know, we pick up from right there, man. First of all,
it's never
all we
late,
can do
man.
Is give you what's real, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely mind our business unless, you know, something happens where you got to intervene for whatever reason. But for the most part, we mind our business, but understand that we're not pussy.
No, but...
So, you can take it how you want to take it.
Speak of trash talking.
You understand? So,
trash talking.
6-4 in the building, GQ in the building, you know what I'm saying? This thing is getting his work on.
Oh, man, this dude just had another talk about...
Yeah.
Look at his cheap ass... This cheap ass little watch he probably got out of a Kellogg's box. I'm talking about, whoa, it's kind of late, ain't it? I'm responding to him. What the fuck you mean, Scott? It's never. I don't give a damn if I come here and y'all closing the motherfucker. It's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to pack this shit out for me? Be my guest. Ass face. Niggas is ass clowns, man. Word up.
They're definitely fucktards.
So, yo, what's going on with the situation that you had, brother?
Everything is, you know, there's no situation. You know, I'm chilling.
Because, I mean, I wanted to make a show that one day, but I was dodging a repo man. So I couldn't go to my mom's house and schedule.
Yeah.
But I heard that, I'm not going to put a name out there because I don't think you want me to. But I heard that, you know, you wanted to bomb her for a certain reason. So what happened, bruh?
What happened? It's just that shit, that bullshit. There's nothing that happened. Like, there's no situation. There's, you know what I'm saying? There's just, like, yo, don't play yourself. And don't try to play me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, you know, we on whatever different websites. You know, we go to Facebook. We do our, Mobile Space. We do our MySpace. We do whatever. We do
mm-hmm.
You understand? But, like, at the end, beginning, and middle of the day, what we have is real life. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm living. That's how I move all day. Like, there's nothing fake. Like, and if I'm messing with somebody, then that's what it is. I'm messing with them. You know what I'm saying? If I'm dealing with someone, then I'm dealing with them. That's it. And when women or a woman recognizes that truth, then that's when things and the flow a little smoother, you understand? Like, you know, it's not like a cute game or whatever. Like, I'm not an asshole, you know what I'm saying? I am an asshole, but I'm not an asshole. Don't call me an asshole, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference. Like, I know I'm an asshole, just don't call me an asshole. Like, you know, so, but I guess it all boils down to everybody wanting the same thing and just going about different ways of getting it.
Yeah.
So, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, brother. Like,
well, I mean,
and Shorty went through some shit, Dolly, you know what I'm saying? Like, Prego, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, wow.
Oh,
you know
what
all
a
of
bun,
that.
A bun in the oven?
All of that, you know what I'm saying? So, it's
okay.
Like, and I'm like, Ma, you went and you, like, laid somewhere and let somebody take what was yours?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So wait a minute.
It definitely was. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But it's all good because, like, you know what I was told when we were discussing that was. What did homie say? Homie said,
Oh, he told her.
Hmm?
So she told her dude.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But, you know, we're trying to keep it as, you know, smooth as we can. This is actually a practice in keeping it smooth. Understanding that you understand what I'm talking about, but, you know, we're going to keep it smooth.
Yeah.
Right. But homie said, What was supposed to happen? You know what? You're right. And not from a standpoint where it wasn't wanted, but from a standpoint of like, yo, I'm two in already. Like, homie two in already, and I'm two in. You know what I'm saying? So like,
word.
Like you over there, I'm over here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely can't pop off, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to, you know, do something with that, you know. Drink a bottle of warm Malta or something.
Mm-hmm.
Play some tackle football or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't condone into, you know, the violence with when it comes to a seed being in the bun, but, you know, every once in a while, you know, you might want to play tackle football with your pregnant wife,
mm-hmm.
You know, just because you love her, you know, let's play tackle football real quick. in the street on the blackout. All
right. Oh.
Just dropped a can of soda and almost exploded on my fresh white ups. Why am I wearing fresh white ups to my work? You might ask, because I'm an idiot. That's why. My boots smell like baby tiger nuts. Don't ask me how I know what that smells like, because I won't be able to give you an honest answer.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you, son. And check this out. This is real talk right here. You know what works, though? Because my boots at work, sometimes I think they be smelling like underneath a fat bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Underneath what?
Underneath a fat bitch's titties. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So I got Lysol, you know what I'm saying? Like straight up Lysol, like regular, straight, like the regular shit with the yellow cap or gold cap or whatever, the regular shit, son, and just spray my shit. You know, but that's not even that. I got new car scent. You know the tree that you buy?
Yeah.
The new car scent?
Yeah.
My nigga, I had that shit in my locker for like months and months and months. So my shit stays smelling like new car. So I put my shit in there, it comes out smelling like new car. So,
yeah. What, your boots?
Nah, son. But the Lysol, I spray a Lysol for my boots. That works. Because it kills the germs, you know what I'm saying? That's ultimately what creates the smell.
Uh-huh.
You dig what I mean? So, oh, yo, and another chick, son, like, what's your feet like? Your feet are, like, rough and fucked up?
Well, you know what, dog? I actually got a pedicure, dog.
I got
a pedicure. I mean, I had the little chin wings, you know, they hooked my feet up. At first, I felt like a female. I was like, nah, man, fuck that. I'm not doing that shit. But then everybody was telling me, like, yo, and you can't really let E tell you what to do, because E, man, he's out there sometimes. Mm. I mean, but everyone else was telling me, like, yo, you need to get that done. I'm telling you, tried it out. And it was amazing. Yo, women, I'm tired of seeing women in the clubs, in the bar, wherever. I'm talk trash in the whole lesbian nation, dog. Like, and you might be with that. I'm not with that. I'm tired of seeing you fine motherfuckers everywhere. I'm plotting like, yeah, she's definitely a go. I'm about to go in and talk to her. Right when I talk to you, before I talk to you, I get that one dude, yo, dog, yo, son, yo, she's, yo, man, she's a trans, I mean, not trans, but she's a liquor license, you know what I mean, she's a dyke. Mm. I hate that shit, because it'd be the beautiful ones, man. Like, this is one chick that, you know, when I used to do the little radio station thing in Philly, little Q102 thing, this is one chick, she was Spanish, skinny Spanish, y'all, and she was beautiful. I never really want to howl at it because I hate women that I don't mess with pretty women because there's always something going on. Like, you know, you got here something. So I really don't mess with pretty women. I know I only mess with the ugly women because I know if I'm with an ugly woman, she, you know, who's going to take her from me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's a keeper. But I had the... I'm looking at Shorty, I'm like, damn, Shorty bad. Come to find out, you're going to see this butch dyke bitch walking down all Debo-like, you know, in the aisle. And you know what? It's funny because I can't get in with a fitted hat, right, in a club. I can't get in with a hat in clubs. I can't get in a hat. I can't get into church with a hat on. I can't get anywhere that you're not allowed to have a hat on. I can't get in there with a hat on. I have to take my hat off. But these butch bitches, that wannabe dudes, can walk around with fitted hats. Damn it, they can walk around with a Bayou Billy hat on. You know what I mean? Right? I can't. A snake skin, you know what I mean? Fucking Crocodile Dundee snake skin fitted hat on.
They don't know about Bayou Billy.
Yeah, they don't know about Bayou Billy, man.
Yeah, that was that shit,
son.
Yeah, it was. The Avengers of Bayou Billy.
Yeah.
And you play that right now, man, you be like, man, she's a corny, man. Put some put some duty on. Put some Call of Duty on.
Yeah, you don't be on there no more, son.
What? Xbox?
Xbox, whatever.
I be doing that PS3, man. I'm playing this new game that they got called Heavy Rain. It's pretty deep, but I'm about to, now that I'm not dodging the repo man no more, I'm about to get my Xbox back. I'm about to get back online on Xbox.
Okay.
And I'm, I got my skills up on some Modern Warfare 2. For y'all that don't know, it's, you know, if y'all got Modern Warfare 2, and y'all want to try and get that cheap dug in, pause, no homo, y'all might want to hit me up at JJ the Dark Knight. That's JJ space DA space DARK space NITE. It definitely hit me up, man. The boy is definitely gunslinging.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just that dude. Like, I mean, y'all see, because, you know, especially when 6 foot. Yo, you got that game? You got that game?
Which one, MW2?
Yeah.
Nah, son, this weekend, definitely.
See, my brother's the only type of Negro that would wait till a game is 35 years old and then get it. I'm not mad at him on that one, but so.
Nah, I don't follow trends, B. I play what I got. Like, if I'm not 100% in games, why am I buying new games? You understand? Like, this matters to you, man, to get, like, in each game and all of that. And if I don't finish this shit on Harden, like, I'm right at Call of Duty 4 with you on in the sneaking mission. You're in the game, Secret Captain McMillan, and you got to sneak through and snipe niggas and all that shit.
And oh, so you be doing the achievements.
Of course.
Man, you got to get that God of War, man. That God of War is sick.
Still got a word this shit, son. I don't know.
Disgusting, man.
Yo, what the fuck?
Disgusting. So now I gotta go back and erase this. Just, you know what? That shit just really pissed me the fuck off just now. Because I don't know how long we was off air.
Like 3 seconds,
huh?
Like 3 seconds.
3 seconds what?
It was off air for like 3 seconds. I don't know. This shit blanked out and then it came back and the bitch said, I'm reconnecting you.
No, I mean, this dude was calling me on the other line. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How is he calling me if we're on the internet, radio? So I waited for him to call, and then I called back.
How did you do that?
Because I have you on my three-way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the show on my three-way.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, nobody should be able to break in.
That's what I'm saying. So how did you call back?
How did I call back?
Yeah, he called you, and you didn't answer the phone, right? You waited, and then you called him back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At some point in time, the call ended on the show. How it ended on the show, I don't know. I didn't push no buttons. So that just means that I don't know how long we was off air for. But I had motherfuckers that actually gonna fucking listen up. Cause people hit me up yesterday, like, yo, man, I heard the music you was playing yesterday. I just played music. I ain't tell nobody that I was on or nothing, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really no point. I just played music. And people were like, yo, man, yeah, I like the little mixes that you was playing. Yeah, I'm definitely listening to Trash Talking Tuesday. So now I gotta have to come up with something else. can't say trash talk on Wednesday because, you know what I mean? So I got to see what he pissed me before I go off, dog. Like,
yeah, you already know Wild Out Wednesdays.
Yeah. I'm going to, man, fuck it. I'll just do Wild Out Wednesdays.
I mean, the show is supposed to be
over at 10 o'clock, so I'm not going to steal people's booking. I'm just going to hang up. Like, show will still go on. It's just to let me know I'm pissed off right now. I fucking hate Sprint. Am I going to leave Sprint, though? No. I fucking hate them. My fucking, how does my calls drop and I'm still talking to my brother?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Fucking disgusting. Anyway, trash talking Tuesdays. Y'all motherfucking females, man. Summertime is coming up too. Y'all keep tripping, like, you know what I mean? Like a nigga won't dip on y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all keep jumping to conclusions thinking that, you know,
oh, boy.
I thought someone was crawling on my arm just now, dog. I got on this long sleeve. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You guys keep slipping, thinking that, you know, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to treat this dude like shit. And, you know, he ain't going to do nothing about it. Y'all keep thinking that. I'm going to let y'all know that, you know, fellas is rising up to the occasion. 2010 now, you know what I mean? Y'all gonna end up slipping and bumping your head, man. I mean, I tell you right now, especially if you come to the back, you come to the bathroom with that, you might wanna get yourself a Bible and a seatbelt, cause it's gonna be a bumpy ride. The seatbelt is to hold on, and of course the Bible is say your prayers. I mean, tired of people, you know, trash talking on Facebook, like, you know, like that sweet. I'm just going to Facebook and I'm going to trash talk. It's still a chunk. Like, anybody that does any drama on Facebook and actually has a nerve to go back and forth on Facebook, you're a loser. Like, word up. Like, quick to talk trash on a computer. Don't talk trash in person. That makes you a pussy. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're a pussy. You're going to be a pussy for the rest of your life. Maybe you're happy about that. maybe you're with that. Like, maybe that makes you feel cool about yourself being a pussy. But, you know. It is what it is. What the fuck is this on the skit at, man? I mean, you know, man, this is buns, man. I mean, straight up. Bunville.
This is just pansy.
I mean, I went on a chiz the other day, and this dude, like, you know, he's over here talking trash about the truth. Like, don't be mad if you hear the truth. Like, you know, you should know. You're grown, man. You should know that the truth hurts. Don't start talking trash. I think I'm talking trash. I'm just speaking the truth. Brother didn't want to hear it. That's not my problem. Maybe you should, check to see if you have a pair of panties on or a skirt on. Probably gonna get mad because I told him that I got his mom pregnant. It's the truth. You want me to lie to you? You find out 9 months later? It's the truth, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. You got a little brother on the way. So, you know, we're about to recycle all your baby clothes. You know what I mean? There's a difference between trash talking, talking the truth, and talking shit. Big difference. And most people think that trash talking is, well, he's talking trash, he's talking shit right now. GQ's talking shit. Can't get nobody's mother pregnant. 9 times out of 10, the dude that said that, it's his mother that got impregnated. And remember, homie, you will probably conceive on a washer and dryer. On a tumbling mode. I mean, so, don't be mad. Just be glad that I'm probably your father. No, I'm not asking about Father's Day. No, I'm not asking for, you know, I'm not asking for anything. All I'm asking for, actually, I'm asking for shit. All I want you to do is just be yourself. And when you see your mom, just don't kiss her. Don't share a milkshake with her. Nothing. Stay away from her whole mouth area. You know what's funny? Security in stores is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in this store right now. And this dude, you can always pick him out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always the... There's always the dude that has, and it's always something that is unimportant, something that you don't need at all. Like, why would you go to a little store at a certain time? Like, for what? Like, what's the purpose of you going to Kmart, for instance, to get that and walk around like you're looking for extra shit? Motherfucker's walking around with, he's walking around with a fucking, a hairdryer, and he's bald. He's walking around the store with a hairdryer in his hand. Why are you walking around the store with a hairdryer? You're bald. Oh, because you're security. Okay. And you have to somewhat fit in, make it seem like you're looking for something, so that a dumb motherfucker would be like, oh, he's a customer. I'm going to steal this. I'm going to steal this. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm going to steal this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, oh, fuck out of here. You're not fooling anybody. The motherfucker, he's going to walk by me and look. Like, he's not even going to make eye contact. That's another thing they do. I'm not going to make eye contact. If I look in his eyes, he's going to know something's up. So I'm just going to look around like I'm looking at these mirrors, like I really want to buy these fucking mirrors at 9:30 in the p.m. You don't want to buy these mirrors. You want to catch another Negro stealing some stupid shit. But I'm not going to fall in that category, because everything I've got in my house, I'll pay you for, buddy. I mean... Matter of fact, it makes me feel good to know that. You know what? I paid hard-earned money for that. And I don't get it fucked up. If somebody come up to me and like, yo, we got this Benz Beamer that I just got from a location I'm not going to tell you for $2, best believe I'm going to take it. Do I know it's stolen? Damn right I know it's stolen. Yo, fuck. I didn't steal it. I paid $2 for it. I bought that. Did I get a receipt? Fucking right, I got a receipt. Piece of cardboard that I found on the floor. I told them to write down the price and the product. Product number and all that shit.
All that.
Right. It's just funny, man. Like, the motherfucker walked by with a hairdryer and he's bald. And he's walking around the aisle. And then when I look, he walked down the soda aisle, and then he turned around and walked in a different direction.
Oh,
so like I'm fucking stupid. That shit is funny, though. My salesman sends in all this soda. Is it all going out? No, it's not. Why did he send it? Because he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me just send in a bunch of soda that's not going to go out today. In that little ass back room. Hey. Yeah. And now it's like I'm in a back room, and I'm over here trying to get out as much as possible before these motherfuckers close. And guess who's in my way now? You got like 20 Mexicans back there.
Oh, boy.
You're ready. 20 Mexicans ready to go to work on these dirty-ass floors. I wonder how much money or how many banana peels they're giving them.
How many?
How many, you know, bags of
rice and beans?
Yeah. How many bags of rice and beans?
And Corona.
And Corona and grape soda. What they're giving you?
Nah, grape soda is a black one.
Yeah, you're right.
That's like, you know,
yeah.
Fried chicken and shit. Orange soda too. At least I think so.
What happened?
At least I think so.
What, does it a black one?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It definitely is.
I'm about to go in on something, I don't know what.
A couple of grape sodas? Yeah, I heard it on something. Like, somebody Mexican said that. He's like, can I get a couple of grape sodas?
Grape sodas? Can I get a couple of grape sodas?
And I wish these motherfuckers would tell on me. He was on his phone. Suck a dick.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Word. You lucky, you know what I mean, your store got packed out. Nobody cares about the store. Nobody cares. Nobody even shops here. I think more people steal from here than they shop here.
More people what?
Steal from here than they shop here. They don't get no profit.
That's actually funny.
Only profit they get is from recycling empty boxes off the shelf. Trash talking. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Honey green. Where's fresh at when you need them? I feel like crapping on somebody.
What?
I said, where's fresh at when you need them? I feel like cracking on somebody.
What?
I want to give a big shout out to all the women out there in the land right now. As we speak.
What?
A big shout out to all the type of people out there that devour a whole 50 pack of cookies within an hour. Big shout out to all the people out there that don't brush their teeth ever.
Ever.
For a matter of fact, you know what? Yeah, you're right. They don't brush their teeth ever. All they do is they put. Do toothpaste on a washcloth, on a wash rag, and they wet it. And then they go to work on their teeth. That's smelling like old lizard tail. Smelling like plastic boxes and sour socks.
Sausage.
No one drinks this Dasani bullshit. Where the fuck is the rest of my water at, man? This isn't proper. Oh, man, this guy's an idiot. He sends in all this product and it doesn't even go all up. This guy sends in all of his product and he just doesn't even go all up.
Doesn't even go all up.
No, it doesn't.
What does that mean?
You know what? I'm about to pull out this last kid and just throw up the deuce and I'm out of here.
Throw up the deuce.
I'm not a fucking miracle worker over here.
No, he's not.
Attention, Kmart store 50. The store will be open tomorrow, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And as always, thank you for stealing at Smart. I didn't even put it up because, well, you know, I don't do that. Most people actually do that. I don't do that.
Somebody does it.
Yeah, of course, because they're idiots. That's why. That's why this kid still looks like it, because there's no spot for it. I don't even know why he sent it in. Like,
so you put it on that side with your vendor stuff down there.
Why would you talk to me like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Like, you know, you give someone a little bit of power, a little tiny bit, and they make it seem like they're the president of the fucking United States. Oh, make sure you put this over here. Make sure you put it on the other side where your stuff is supposed to be at. No, really? Oh, okay. I thought you want me to put it in the parking lot. Stupid motherfucker. What the fuck I'm doing? I hope you didn't take the signing spot because someone always puts it there. Well, do you see a full skid of water? No, I didn't put it in the signing. This is Aquafina. Ass clown. You know what? I'm not doing my last kid. You want to fuck with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing my last kid. I'm out of here.
Out of here. You hear this shit? What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all about to get your fucking minds right.
I wanted to snap on her ass, but you know what? It's not worth it. I'm just going to fucking leave. A couple of grape sodas. And I ain't throwing my trash out. Fuck that.
How about that?
Yeah, man, I need to learn Spanish. I want to hear what these Mexicans are talking about.
you know what they're saying.
Yeah, they're probably talking about their cousin. How he ran from the desperados.
Oh, yeah?
Or maybe they're talking about, you know, they want a couple of great sodas.
Maybe they're talking about your mom.
You know what? I think that's exactly what they're talking about.
Usually.
I think that's exactly what they're talking about. Actually, no, you know what? I think what they're talking about is fucking. They're talking about, I got all quiet and shit. I don't want these niggas to fuck me up. Okay, hold on. Let me see these niggas start talking again. I think they're talking about, you know, the wheels being flat on their fruit stand.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might be talking about, you know, some new tacos coming out.
Taco
favor. Or nigga, Taco Bell got the fucking the shrimp taco. Hey, come the fuck on. Go the world one. Oh yeah, y'all hear it, 90 seconds. This is the official Trash Talking Tuesdays. 90 seconds. We left it motherfucking an hour. Well, I don't know how long it was, the show was off for, but...